The time, the 1880s. The place, the wild, wild west, near the border of what we now know as Oklahoma and Texas. A tall man shuffles through the forest and staggers toward a secluded cabin. His clothing is shabby, his boots are missing the heels, and the brim of his hat is riddled with holes. Bullet holes.
Yes? What do you want?
Sorry to bother you, ma'am, but I've been wandering around for hours and I'm so tired I could fall asleep on a prickly pear. Any chance I could crash here for the night? I'll gladly work to earn my keep.
What's your story, mister? And what's with the bullet holes in your hat?
Oh, those. Well, I'm a sharpshooter who done got tangled up with the law. My trigger finger got me in a real scrape a couple of towns over, and now I'm a wanted man. The Deputy United States Marshals are looking to arrest me, and I'm trying to stay one step ahead of those pesky law enforcers.
You're a sharpshooter, you say?
An expert shot, with my right hand and my left.
I see. Come in. Listen, mister. I ain't told anyone this, but just like you, my two sons are on the run. Let's just say they might have been involved in the shooting of a man or two. Or seven. There's a $5,000 reward for anyone who can bring them to the federal jail in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Well, I'll be.
I'm wondering, three men are stronger than two. If you're such a sharp shooter, you can team up with my boys, and the three of you can... Hang on. That's our secret signal. Boys! You're back!
Hey, Mama. We got a hole up here for the night.
But who's this fella?
This fella is an outlaw, just like you. He's a real sharp shooter. I figure the three of you can partner up, keep each other safe.
Well, we could use an extra set of eyes as we steer clear of those deputy U.S. Marshals.
We could use an extra trigger finger, too. They say that one marshal, Bass Reeves, is a crack shot with his right hand and his left. You know Bass Reeves, mister?
I'm familiar with him.
Well, if we want to stay one step ahead of Mr. Reeves and his law-keeping buddies, we got a lot of planning to do.
We sure do. What do you say we hit the hay and put our heads together first thing tomorrow?
Oh, I say that's a fine idea, fellas. But how about the three of us hunker down in the same room? If something goes down and we get rushed by the law, we can't protect each other's hides if we're separated.
So the three men hunkered down in the same room. But when the sun came up the next day, the two brothers were in for a big surprise.
What on living earth?
What in thunderation?
We're handcuffed
to each other.
Ah, good morning, gentlemen. I believe I was remiss in introducing myself last night. My name is Deputy United States Marshal Bass Reeves. Here's my badge, and here's my pistols. I always carry two. One for my right hand, one for my left. I'm equally good with both. Now let's get going, boys. I've got a reward to collect and justice to serve.
Historians believe Bass Reeves was the first black deputy U.S. Marshal west of the Mississippi River. During his 32-year career, Bass tracked down and arrested more than 3,000 outlaws, desperados, gunslingers, bandits, and crooks, making him one of the greatest lawmen the United States has ever seen, yet one of the least known. I'm Rebecca Shear, and this is Who, When, Wow.
Our past is vast and wild. Many things have brought us to this day. As history has been compiled, some important details have slipped away. In our spectacular shared existence, we consider
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Bass Reeves was born into slavery in Arkansas in 1838. But when he was 23, he escaped and fled to a place where he had little chance of being found. A rugged 74,000 square mile swath of land known as Indian Territory. Spanning all of present-day Oklahoma, plus parts of Kansas, Arkansas, and Texas, Indian Territory is where the United States government relocated tens of thousands of Native Americans starting in 1830. When President Andrew Jackson first presented the Indian Removal Act to Congress, he claimed it would be good for the Native Americans.
It will enable them to pursue happiness in their own way and under their own rude institutions, and perhaps cause them gradually to cast off their savage habits and become an interesting, civilized, and Christian community.
Yeah, an American president actually said that. We now call this forced relocation the Trail of Tears, because so many Native Americans died of starvation, disease, and frostbite as they marched west. When Bass Reeves got to Indian Territory, he befriended members of the Cherokee, Seminole, and Creek tribes and learned to speak their languages. He also learned the lay of the land, this untamed wilderness that, by 1870, was the most dangerous part of the American frontier. And you know why it was so dangerous? Well, let's just say that escaped slaves like Bass Reeves weren't the only runaways hiding out there. You see, according to the Indian Removal Act, the Native Americans had their own governments, courts, and police, but their jurisdiction, their power, only extended to members of Native tribes. So before long, Indian Territory was overrun with non-Native people eager to break the law or flee from it. By the late 1800s, 22,000 white people had moved to Indian Territory, and three-quarters of them were train robbers.
Reach for the sky, hobble your lip, and hand over your dough.
Whiskey peddlers.
Want to bend an elbow till you're soaked? Take a swig of this tornado juice.
Horse thieves.
Get a wiggle on, fellas. Let's light a shuck and shit out with this bronc.
And other outlaws who used all sorts of amazing Wild West slang and jargon that's nearly impossible to understand today.
Oh, come on, narrator lady. You're telling me you're all balled up and think we're talking bosh?
If you mean I'm not getting a word you're saying, then yes.
Well, you know the old expression. You ain't learning nothing when your mouth's a-jawing.
Now that I do understand. But as the narrator, I have to keep a-jawing. So, the chaos in Indian Territory was getting worse and worse. Until May 2nd, 1875, when somebody stepped in to clean things up.
Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the ring for the 74,000 square mile territory, aging in at 36 years, 6 months, and 17 days, the former congressman from the great state of Missouri and the brand new federal adjudicator in Indian Territory, Judge Isaac C. Parker.
Judge Parker was an honest, principled man with a fierce dedication to the law. And when Parker took over the federal court in Fort Smith, Arkansas, he hired 200 deputy U.S. Marshals to sweep Indian Territory for criminals. He hired the toughest, sharpest men he could find. And one of those tough, sharp men was Bass Reeves, who, thanks to the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, was now a free man. And Bass was perfect for the job. At 6'2", he stood a head taller than most. He weighed an imposing 200 pounds. And thanks to his time with the Native tribes, he boasted that he knew the vast, untamed Indian territory
like a cook knows her kitchen.
And when it came to firearms, a crucial tool for law enforcers in the West, he was ambidextrous, quick on the draw with both hands. And boy, could he aim. Hey, Bass, tell them why you weren't allowed to enter any shooting contests at the county fair.
Because everybody knew I'd win. One fella said I could shoot the left hind leg off a contented fly sitting on a mule's ear at 100 yards and never ruffle a hair.
And I have to ask, could you, Bass?
Why don't we just keep going with the story? And your listeners can decide for themselves.
Fair enough. Now, even though Bass could navigate and shoot, one thing he couldn't do was read.
I never learned how, but I didn't let that stop me. Every time Judge Parker handed me a new stack of warrants, you know what those are, right?
Documents giving an officer of the law the right to arrest someone?
Right. Well, I'd have one of my fellow deputy marshals read the warrants out loud. I'd memorize what they said, then I'd hit the trail.
Even when you were given like 30 warrants at a time?
Even then. And I never brought in the wrong man or woman. And I brought him in by the wagon load. You want to cue the newspaper montage?
I think you just did.
Deputy Bass Reeves came in Sunday from an extended trip through the territory, bringing 17 prisoners.
Deputy Marshal Bass Reeves came in today from the Seminole Nation with 15 United States prisoners.
Deputy United States Marshal Bass Reeves came in this evening from the Chickasaw country with 15 prisoners.
And what's more, every time we deputy U.S. Marshals went out to catch criminals, Judge Parker always told us the same thing.
Bring them in, alive or dead.
Well, I tracked down 3,000 criminals over the course of 32 years. All of them so crooked they could swallow nails and spit out corkscrews. But when I brought them in, only 14 of them were, you know, belly up.
You mean dead?
As a can of corned beef. You see, unlike the majority of my colleagues, who believed you should shoot first and ask no questions, I only pulled out the old barking irons as a last resort.
You mean you used your guns?
That's right. And from what I understand, your listeners will hear about one of those times, the most dramatic one of all, after a quick break.
They sure will. So, don't go fixing to make tracks, friends. We'll be back in the twinkling of a bedpost.
Hey, that was good.
Thank you.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
Welcome back to Who, When, Wow. I'm Rebecca Shear.
Who I am.
Today we're talking about legendary lawman Bass Reeves. As much as Bass Reeves loved justice, he hated bloodshed. But back in Bass's day, desperate times called for desperate measures. And one of those times came in 1884, when Bass Reeves was 46 years old. Bass was trailing an outlaw named Jim Webb. Webb had murdered a man, and Bass was determined to put the cold-blooded killer behind bars. In June, Bass got word that Jim Webb was hiding out in a general store just south of the Arbuckle Mountains.
Hey, Bass. Word has it Jim Webb is hiding out at a general store just south of the Arbuckle Mountains.
So Bass galloped over on horseback, and sure enough, there was Webb, peering out through the store window. Here's an actual eyewitness account of what happened next.
As Reeves went dashing up, Webb spied him.
Reeves.
And jumping through the open window, armed with both revolver and Winchester, ran for his horse that stood about 100 yards away. Reeves cut him off from his horse.
Not so fast, Webb.
And Webb turned toward a clump of bushes, ran about 600 yards, turned.
You better watch out, Reeves.
And fired. The first shot grazed the horn of Reeves' saddle. The second cut a button from his coat. And the third cut off both bridle reins below his hand, allowing them to fall to the ground. As Reeves jumped from his horse, another bullet cut the brim from his hat. Reeves then fired his first shot, and before Webb could fall, had sent two Winchester balls through his body. Webb lay on the ground with his revolver in his hand, calling Reeves to come to him.
Reeves, come to me.
Reeves advanced, but while keeping his gun trained on him, told Webb to throw the revolver away.
Webb, throw the revolver away.
Webb flung it into the grass out of his reach. Reeves walked up to the dying man.
Give me your hand, Bass. You are a brave man. I want you to accept my revolver as a present. Take it, for with it I have killed 11 men, 4 of them in Injun territory. And I expected you to make the 12th.
Those were Jim Webb's exact words. But in the end, he was the one who wound up killed. And once more, Bass Reeves got his man. As you can imagine, desperados across Indian territory grew to fear Bass Reeves. But some of them grew to respect him, too. So much so that at least one turned themselves in, rather than be hunted down by the legendary Deputy U.S. Marshal. Her name was Belle Starr. I did a Google image search to find wanted posters for this infamous female outlaw, and I found nearly a dozen.
$500 reward for the capture of Belle Starr.
$750 reward for the capture of the notorious Belle Starr.
$10,000 in gold coin will be paid by the U.S. government for the apprehension, dead or alive, of Belle Starr.
The Bandit Queen.
The Petticoat of the Plains.
The Queen of the Oklahoma Outlaws.
Wanted for horse theft and rustling.
Wanted for harboring outlaws.
Wanted for robbery, murder, treason, and other acts against the peace and dignity of the U.S.
Though not a killer, she is known to carry 2 pistols and has a reputation for being a crack shot. Signed,
Judge Isaac Charles Park, Fort Smith, Arkansas.
In September 1885, Bass Reeves got a warrant for Belle Starr's arrest. Within months, Belle surrendered at the federal jail in Fort Smith, saying,
I do not propose to be dragged around by some federal deputy.
In other words,
hightail it around Indian territory trail by Bass Reeves? What do you think I am? Crazy as a skillet of popcorn on a hot stove?
But much as Bass Reeves was feared and respected, he was also despised. Outlaws didn't much like the notion of being chased down by a man with a badge, or a black man with a badge. So Bass was careful. He knew he could be ambushed at any time.
Dry gulched, you mean?
Is that what they said in the Old West, Bass?
Oh, yeah. Many a high binder was on the pride, looking to raise sand and give me a peck of trouble. But let me tell you, they woke up the wrong passenger.
In other words, they were messing with the wrong guy.
You bet they were. Instead of getting nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, I just stayed one step ahead of them. Sometimes I went undercover, dressing up as a farmer or a hobo.
Or a gunslinging outlaw, like we heard at the start of the episode.
Sure as shooting. You see, everybody in Indian Territory knew that lawmen rode high on the hall.
You mean they rode high in the saddle?
Mm-hmm. So even though I was all of 6'2", I'd slouch and I'd ride low. And lawmen were also known to ride horses that were hardy as a buck.
So big, tall, and healthy?
Look at you, grinning like a weasel in a hen house. You're catching on. Anyway, when I was scouting the territory, instead of riding a healthy horse, I often rode a Puddin'Foot or a Scrub.
Okay, you lost me there.
An awkward horse, or a horse of no value. That way those outlaws would never know it was me.
But, Bass, I'm glad you're here, because I wanted to talk about one of the most difficult arrests you ever made.
Oh, right. I suppose no story about me is complete without talking about that one.
Do you maybe want to take it from here?
All right. Well, I might as well start at the beginning. My wife and I had a whole brood of kids. 11, when all was said and done. Benny, or Benjamin, came along when I was a few years past 40. Oh, I love that boy. But he had a bit of a temper. Years went by, Benjamin got married, and in 1902, he and his wife had a row. A fight.
Sweetheart, have you been cheating on me behind my back? Going out with other men?
I'm sorry, Benny, but all you do is work, work, work. You're hardly ever home, and I get so very lonely.
So Benny got another job, one that let him stay home more. But his wife, she betrayed him again. He caught her with another man, and...
And he killed her?
Yes. By this time, I had left Fort Smith, Arkansas, and was working out of the federal court in Muskogee. I was out tracking criminals in the territory when the court issued a warrant for Benjamin's arrest. That warrant sat on the desk for 2 whole days.
You were so highly respected, nobody wanted to arrest your son.
That's right. So when I finally came back to the jail with my prisoners, I saw that warrant. And I knew what I had to do. It was painful, but I arrested my own son. He was sentenced to life in jail. I stood by his side until he disappeared through those prison doors.
But I read he was pardoned and set free after 10 years?
He was. Went on to become one of the best barbers in Muskogee, actually. Or so I hear. I never saw him again.
Yeah, we're about to get to that. Listen, do you want to take a break? I can handle things from here.
Well, that's mighty sweet of you. I'd better go grab me a grub pile. All this storytelling has got me feeling downright banded.
You mean hungry?
You say tomato, I say love apple. So long, partner.
So long. In November 1907, a handful of years after Bass Reeves arrested his son, Indian Territory ceased to exist. Oklahoma became a state, and local lawmen took over the federal marshal's duties. So after 32 years as a deputy U.S. marshal, longer than any other, may I add, Bass Reeves was out of a job. A few years later, at age 71, Bass Reeves died. Hundreds of people attended his funeral. Black people, white people, Native Americans. Fellow lawmakers stood up to sing his praises.
The veteran deputy never quailed in facing any man.
He was the most feared deputy U.S. Marshal that was ever heard of.
He was one of the bravest men this country has ever known.
And in the days following his burial, his name was all over the headlines. soon after, the name of Bass Reeves faded. He was basically forgotten. Until 50 years ago, when his name showed up in an Oklahoma history textbook. From there, he appeared in some more books, some movies, and in 2012, a bronze statue of Bass was unveiled in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Standing at 25 feet tall, it's a larger-than-life tribute to a courageous, inspirational hero who truly was larger than life.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Who When Wow Mystery Edition early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with the Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts or Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Who When Wow is an original Tinkercast production. Our show is written by me, Rebecca Shear. Eric Shimalonis is the mastermind behind our original music and sound design. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and Guy Raz serve as our show's executive producers, with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal. Our Who When Wow theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com. Special thanks to this week's actors: Evan Casey, Theodore Chin, Kevin Corbett, Brandon G. Green, Jessica Rao, Erica Rose, Alejandro Ruiz, Jefferson A. Russell, and Chris Stinson. Want to keep the Who When Wow experience going all week long? Grown-ups, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Our handle is at Who When Wow Pod. Visit whowhenwow.com for free activities and resources that extend the wow after each episode. We couldn't put the wow in Who When Wow without you, so thanks for listening. Now get out there and make a difference in your world. You could be the next who to wow the future.
Who When Wow was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.